Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about paying for the date and seeing someone hot on the train. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from hot and sticky Harlem, New York City. We're every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Every single week, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I love this music. This is a very... studio audience is here. The Feather Studios, packed per usual. I love this vibe for a Friday.
It's very Friday.
Friday tropical.
Could be on the way to the beach.
It sounds like what you'd play in the car to get to the beach by noon.
Wakes you up.
That wakes you up. You're having a coffee, iced, one Splenda, no milk.
No lid.
No lid. We're lidless here. That's how we live. It's a beach by noon vibe. It's a beach by noon mindset. We get to the beach early so we can get to the drinks early so we can get to our beds early.
Correct.
That's right. Just the way we live our lives here. And listen, I want to thank you, the listener. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for telling a friend. And if you're out there and you're in Sacramento, I'm here right now. I'm in Sactown, baby.
If you're listening to this in the evening, turn this off.
Turn it off.
Get into some type of vehicle.
Get into an Uber or a Lyft or whatever you do.
Or a bike, something.
Hop a bike and get to the Punchline in Sacramento. I'm there all weekend. Sacramento Punchline all weekend. Bring out the crew. Assemble! The group chat. Get them together. Also, Chicago. I'm coming back. Labor Day weekend. Chicago. You can find all these dates. JaredFried.com. JaredFried.com. Get those tickets. Bring the crew. Also, Atlanta, Miami, Orlando, and Nashville.
Yep.
That's happening soon. Live You Up podcast.
Get on it.
And those are an event. We just did Live You Up podcast in the Midwest in Toronto, and we're coming to Nashville, Atlanta, Orlando, and Miami. That's right.
The audio from the live shows.
That's the live show. I mean, the live shows were, whew, I can't get over the energy in the room.
I hate to say it. It was kind of cool.
Very excited about today's guest. A new guest alert. Hit that bell, Shelby. That's right. Ship coming into port. Allie Colbert, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic comic. All of you guys.
Great guest alert.
All of you guys should go follow Allie. She's hilarious. At Allie Colbert on Instagram. Go follow. Go follow right now. What's going on?
Just took the subway here.
Yeah.
Trekked up in the heat.
It is hot, hot, hot.
It is so hot.
Yeah.
The subway platforms are not ventilated, and I think that should be illegal.
Someone's going to die one of these days.
It's so bad.
Yeah, look at the crowd. Look at it. Colbert 2020.
You got that, and then you have someone pounding a drum like they're playing to sold out Madison Square Garden.
That's right. All you. This guy, he wrote this song.
Oh my God!
It's back. It's following you up to Harlem. The thing is, like, weather is like one of those conversations that everyone like talks shit about. There's a couple weeks in New York City, mm-hmm. and they happen during the summer where it's like We should all be talking about this. It is oppressive.
It's so bad. Yeah. I can't breathe. You just want to die, but you have a setup here. You got the cold ice water.
We got ice water.
Seltzer. You have iced coffee. You're so prepared.
I'm prepared. This is, you walk in, it's an oasis.
Yeah,
an
that's
oasis
how it felt.
Of cool. So, Allie, you just started working the cellar. You do the build brunch that I just came on.
Yes.
Explain the build brunch to people. I have my explanation of it.
What's your explanation of it?
It feels like I'm on Woke View.
That's kind of what it is, yeah. I think. Verizon owns a studio called Build, and they kind of have like a handful of shows that they put out that just air on HuffPost and AOL and Yahoo Online. Truly, I don't think anyone watches those shows.
Okay. I mean, I did a Snapchat show where it was a game show. And, yeah, that's right. No one watched. But it's like the audiences now are so segmented that you're not sure who's getting this. Like, I know the audience that follows my Instagram.
Right.
You know, so I know what that is. I know I have an idea. And this podcast, to be honest. And I know what they feel like, sound like, look like. And then they come to shows and they're fantastic. And
that's awesome.
And I enjoy hanging out with them.
Yeah.
I do genuinely when I meet people at shows, I'm like, yeah, we would have been friends in any other context. And they enjoy listening to the show. And that's fantastic. And we have the same sensibilities. And then Snapchat, we would do the game show. And they would be like, yeah, millions of people are watching.
Is this the Hello Will You Go?
Yeah, yeah. This is so I came on and we talked about it on the show. And they're like, millions watch it. And
what,
I'm
is
like,
that for real?
I guess. But then they're like, it's like, and then they tell you, they're like, well, it's 15-year-old boys. And I'm like, come on, really? And then you start to think of the show, and the show is kind of for 15-year-old boys.
It's, I mean, like, I found that not through you or anyone I know, that show.
Oh, really?
That show, I just opened my Snapchat, which Snapchat is kind of like retired now.
I think it is, but then I think, because then, when the show got recognized, it would always be like a 13-year-old boy. They'd be like, I watch it every week. And I'm like,
I think
there they are.
Every woman is discovering that show on the toilet and is afraid to tell you.
I hope so.
I mean, because
it is a great toilet watch.
That's what it is. Yeah. And I hope, I mean, I'm glad you're cool with that.
I love the show.
Yeah.
I not just like it. I love doing it. I have fun making I hope we make more. There's no plans to make more right now, but I loved working with those people, and I loved the people that would come on. Like, it was just, to me, like, I got into comedy to say stupid shit and to laugh at farts. So this is the greatest of evolution of that.
Totally. This
so,
is that.
Yeah. So Bill Brunch, do you ever come in contact with people? Because what I'm thinking is maybe there are people watching, you're just not seeing them.
Not through that. Like, no one ever. Once in a while, I'll get like one DM, but that's really not a lot when you think about
Hello.
Being on the show.
Let's celebrate that.
Yeah, let's celebrate
maybe.
That. That's nice.
Monday through Friday for a year and a half, two DMs. That's nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There should be some more DMs, especially with Verizon's reach.
Right.
But I think, like, I thought it was cool. I mean, it's
a
nice set.
The studio's amazing.
Yeah.
And like the green rooms. I'm all about the snacks and the beverages in the front. Did you check that out?
I checked it out. There was good stuff going on. It was like a weekday. So like I have my thing, like my own eating problems where it's if it's Tuesday at 10 a.m., I'm not like, oh, they got brownies. Like, I'm like, I can't do that. Like, just like in my mind.
Right.
One time I went on a podcast, Hannah Berner. I went on her podcast and she was like, I walked in where she tapes and she's like, do you
she did
cut?
The same thing to me.
Did she really?
Wait, at the Spotify offices?
We were at Anchor, wherever she tapes.
What did she offer you?
There was a table, and it was full of cupcakes. And she goes, you want a cupcake? And I was like, no. I didn't say it like that. I was like, no, I'm fine, thank you. And she goes, what do you want, a diet? I'm like, it's Tuesday at 3.
I am so with you.
Yeah.
On that.
What do you? And it's like, hold on. Don't. And also, I came to do your podcast, and now I'm being. And now this is the comfort level. This is how I'm brought in.
Right.
Is what are you on a diet? We shouldn't. Nobody should be commenting on these things.
Totally. But I remember. Do you remember Crumb's Bake Shop?
Of course.
People would meet there when I was like in college or high school for like, let's get a cupcake and chat. I'm like, that's not a thing.
It's like the Big Little Lies people.
What is that?
They're always like, middle of the day, Let me have a cupcake.
These are the luxuries of the people who can do these things.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, not everyone. If you say to me, if you're like, that was a big thing when I was in college, too. When you first came to New York, everyone wanted to do lunch.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're eating. Are we going to have lunch and dinner? We're gonna have two huge meals?
I completely agree with you. I'm like, dude, just have like one thing. I see how long that can get me. I'm like, I had breakfast. Let's see if I can make it to 5.
Exactly. Like, and it's like, how about a coffee? How about we
totally.
Low expectation, high deliver on this?
Yeah.
Like, it's it really, and this happened in Chicago. People with their suggestions. Chicago, I got there and I was at this place, Beatrix, and Beatrix is a really nice brunch place, and I like going there and having a coffee and just sitting there because I, you know, daytime, I can kind of shoot the breeze. I posted, hey, pumped to be in Chicago. Someone wrote back, get the pecan, it was the caramel pie. Get the caramel pie, and it's 9 a.m. on a Wednesday, and I'm like, I'm not gonna have caramel pie.
Yeah.
For breakfast.
Totally.
What are you talking about?
Whenever you ask people when you're going somewhere, you're like, oh yeah, like I just mean like, is there a good spot for me to like get a meal? They're like, what? Go here. You know, they challenge you to eat 10 pizza pies and you can get your photo. I don't want my photo on the fucking wall.
I'm so happy you're saying this because I'm happy it's happening to everyone because like every time there's a suggestion, it's like, yeah, get your picture on the wall and you know, I'm not going to be Adam Richman. I'm not fucking man versus food. I'm here to fucking eat like a human.
Can I have some grilled chicken?
Yeah, where do I get the best grilled chicken?
Yeah.
And where do they do a side that's like different?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
I agree.
We're already on the same level. At Allie Colbert, go follow, go support. We're going to answer some questions. You ready?
Let's do it.
All of you guys get involved with Allie. She's hilarious. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to repeat Sacramento one more time. I have to repeat it because it might just be me and the waitstaff, me doing jokes for the waitstaff if none of you people come. So I need you to bring your friends, your brother, your sister, your mommy, your papa, all the crew. A live feathering. We need it.
Maybe Greta Gerwig will come.
If Greta shows up, it'll all be worth it. Three's Company. Hi, Jared and Shelby. Love the show, but I'll get right into it. My boyfriend and I have been dating for a year and a half now, and I've been discussing for a few months having a threesome with another girl. Mm-hmm. I can't do this email. We just did this on...
Oh, you did?
You Up. Actually, we'll do it, but this is on this week's You Up, I know for a fact, but some people send it to both. I guess this person did that.
He needs some help.
We talked about it, and we talked about it on You Up. Jordan Abraham, co-host You Up with me. We, you know, and it was funny because, like, have you been in this situation, threesome situation? I don't know.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
This girl, I mean, should we do it again? I guess, right, we're here. My boyfriend, I'm 21, still in college with very limited sexual experience before meeting him. My boyfriend, on the other hand, is 24, full-time job. I'm happy we're doing this again because when we answer on You Up, I just think this is, like, one of those things that, like, you want, like, a whole worldview of people to give... Their experience.
What is her question?
We've had a very long, serious talks about the expected threesome dynamic, centered, and what each of us are comfortable with. After discussing everything, I feel like I could be really fun. So, but the one thing that she wrote in this email and the one on You Up is that he has utilized to help. He has a full-time job and an abundance of sexual experience that he has utilized to help me embrace my sexuality and explore my potential sexual desires.
Okay.
That's a little scary for me for your first threesome that you're like, well, he's taught me everything.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
It's like, that's not the next chapter in the book.
Right, this is like Christian Grey bringing her
into the fold. So she's asking, do you have any tips, advice, suggestions for couples considering bringing another person to the bedroom? How can I make sure that I'm in the right mindset before and during and after? She said bringing another person in the mix completely adds complexity to the situation, so I wanted to get your advice on the following. I still have some insecurities and hesitation surrounding sharing my boyfriend with another woman, which totally understandable. What type of people should I be considering? Is doing a trial one with a friend I'm very comfortable with a good idea? If our experience goes well, do you know how we should go about doing this in the future? What are you seeing someone? What's going on?
I'm in a relationship. I'm dating a woman.
Okay.
I've had a girlfriend now for a year and a half.
Did you always date women? Or
no, I dated men in the past.
Okay.
I guess I'm fluid.
Fluid?
I guess. I don't know. Everyone.
You're a hero.
Thank you.
You did it.
Everyone has a different term. I don't know.
I didn't understand the fluid thing until I had a friend, and she was like looking for a certain type of guy.
Yeah.
And then she ended up finding that in women. And I was like, oh, I get it now. That made it make sense to me.
Okay, if that helps.
Well, how would you explain? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I dated men in the past and was really unsatisfied, and then I met women that I really connected with, and I was like, "This is fine for me.
This feels right.
This feels right for me."
Did you have a come out? Did you?
To my parents, yeah, I was like, "Oh, I'm dating a woman." Fortunately, they were fine with it. I've told my friends. I mean, I live in downtown New York City, so it hasn't felt like I'm, you know, my grandparents who live in Florida, I don't talk about it with them.
Okay. But it's 2019 and you're in maybe some would call the epicenter of, you know, fluid life.
Exactly.
You
know, like, I mean, yeah, I'm doing the thing. You know what I mean?
Sure. The woman that you're dating, did she only date exclusively women?
She has had boyfriends and she's dated women. I'm her first girlfriend.
Okay.
I'm her first full-on
and vice versa.
No, I've had a girlfriend before.
Okay. What's it like been like dating women? How is it?
You know, women, it's like a lot. It's really draining.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah. It's like exhausting. Like it truly is. Like I'm like, oh, I get why men hit women.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Look at this. This is a pro hitting women crowd, apparently.
It is so exhausting. Like I totally get what dudes are talking about. It's just draining.
It's funny because we get a lot of emails from women and they're overthinking guys. And I'm always like, this is pretty simple. Because we're like automatic vehicles. Like women kind of feel like they're the manual vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Like you gotta like work the engine. You gotta go through all the gears. Yeah. Like there's a whole nother
pedal. What's going on under the hood?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a whole thing going on that you have to work through. And it's like, you know, I have a girlfriend and I was always.
How long have you been?
A little less, you know, yearish. So like.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. So it's I'm getting used to being in a relationship now, you know, and I was more single, you know, as for a lot of years before that. So it's, you know, the dynamic is, it's always fun for me to see a woman dating a woman that's like, I get it now.
The women are the most annoying.
I mean,
men are obviously annoying too, but in a different way.
It's a different annoying.
Yeah.
You know, my girlfriend and I, we have arguments, and there's so many arguments that we have where I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right, but I'm still annoyed at this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And like, I understand where you're coming from, but this is just driving me crazy.
Right.
And I don't know. Threesome situation? Have you been in this situation?
I mean, threesomes, I feel like a lot of people have had. This isn't uncommon.
No.
When people approach threesomes like they're this kind of like mythical, bizarre thing, I think that lends itself to it being more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah, the backstory given where it's like, hey, this one guy has been the reason that I become sexually explorative. That, to me, I'm like, okay, well, maybe you're ticking something on his list and not your own.
That's what that felt like to me. I mean, I'm sure there's more things going on, but it seems like this is something put on for him.
It should feel more natural than this. I've been in bed with two women, and it didn't start because we're like out shopping at the woman's store. You know, like it wasn't like that. It was more a situation of like we're at the bar, we all end up in a bedroom. It was more natural than this rings to me.
I feel the same way, and I worry, like, I want her to want this threesome, not just for him.
Of course.
And, you know, now she's thinking, if this goes well, if it doesn't, what does that implicate? And it's like, why don't you and your boyfriend just go out to a bar together, put that energy out into the universe? I mean, and just
be
talk to people and
fun.
Flirty and see what that is like.
Also, this isn't the next step. I think, like, the thought of, like, someone who's young, especially when you're 21, and you're like, well, I love this person. We're comfortable sexually with each other. Like, okay, what's the next thing? It's like, maybe a fucking butt plug's the next thing.
Maybe.
And that doesn't involve a third set of emotions.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe like a fucking a vibrator. Maybe, you know, there are other options that don't include, you feeling bad about yourself, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, shit. When you're in an exclusive relationship and the topic of a threesome keeps coming up, that even in itself is like, that's not...
Yeah. And it's like I was in another situation with a girl where, like, you know, that was brought up and bringing it, and then it never ended up happening. But it was like, it was way more... natural to the conversation.
Right.
It wasn't like, and next on the list. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's I think the other thing is like, it's the reason we talked about on You Up, and like, I was just as uncomfortable with the conversation because I was like, I don't know what to, you know, it doesn't, it's so much not the way it's written in here.
Totally. And I also think that when people, I mean, a lot of women do this when they talk about their partners and they're like, well, he's had all this experience, and they put him on a pedestal. It's like, well, you've been fucking him for a year. You know what cards he has.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Allie Colbert @AllieColbert on Instagram. Go follow, go support. Canadian purse pump fail. Papa JT, classic Shelvin guest. Feather, can't wait to see you live in Toronto. So this came back last week. I went on two dates this past week with two different guys from Bumble. 29 and 32, both seemed to have good jobs, but neither of them offered to pay. On both dates, we actually ended up going to the same brewery. I live in a small town about an hour north of Toronto, so the options are limited. For a flight of beers, it was $10 on both dates. Each guy asked that we pay separately. On my date with the third 29-year-old, he asked me if I would come to have dinner with him down the street at a restaurant, and again, he asked the waitress that we pay separately. For me, it's not about the money. It's just more feels more manly when a guy offers to pay, especially when both guys asked me to go on the date. They both followed up after and said what a great time they had and want to see me again. This might sound kind of snobby, but I've never been on a date because where the purse pump hasn't worked. Have I just been lucky or spoiled by previous dates and boyfriends? Is it unfair of me to be turned off by this? I need a reality check, please. Give it to me, Papa. What do you think?
That is a turnoff. That's a big turnoff, especially these guys asked you out.
That's what I always say. Whenever I'm on a date with someone, or I've been on a date with someone, and they're like, well, let me help. But I go, no, I asked you.
Yeah.
That's always my rebuttal, and it works.
That's
it. It's over. And it's clean, and it works, and I just don't go on dates I can't afford.
Get him out of here.
So I am one of those. That's my motto. I also like when. So you're on a date with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, I mean, when we initially started dating, and like it was just what you said.
Yeah.
If you're like asking someone out, you pay for it.
Sure.
Eventually, when you settle into a relationship, usually you get to a point where you're splitting it, unless you're dating someone who's like ridiculously wealthy.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, are you still covering most stuff?
Yeah, I cover. I not most, but like, you know, it's kind of like I'm taking you out type of thing, or then she'll be like, no, I'll pay for this. And it's like, yeah, it becomes more like every other, more or less, but you know, more me than that. But
yeah,
but also like, but I, you know, and for the reasons that this girl's writing in about, where it's like, I want to feel like a man. I want to feel like I'm taking my girlfriend out.
Right.
So like there is to me, and maybe that's my lack of confidence. I don't know
it's nice when you take someone out and you feel like, look, I can support you. That's it's kind of sexy of the person to pay for them.
I also don't think it's a problem for you to go like in these times of like, you know, what is right, what is wrong, where it's like, it's okay to no one can tell you how to feel.
Right.
So you felt turned off by that.
Yeah.
That's part of your menu of items that get you on and off.
Right.
I don't think that's something to be embarrassed about. If you looked at someone and was like, yeah, you wouldn't pay for the date and I didn't go out with him again. And he was like, what? I would be surprised you were even hanging out with someone like that would judge you like that.
I agree. And also, she brought up the, I'm forgetting her name, the jobs. I don't care like how bad or good your job is. You can afford $10 for some beer if you're asking someone out.
Or don't go on the fucking date.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a reason you don't see like homeless people doing like the fucking the Lady and the Tramp outside of a restaurant.
Right.
They can't afford it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I mean, totally.
This is so, I think the nature of this email to me is like, own your, I always say like, own your standard. If this is part of your standard, that's not something to feel bad about. Like, I mean, like, listen, you're not saying, well, if they don't have a house in the Hamptons,
right?
How could they ask me out? You know, like, you're not saying that. To ask for someone to want to pay for a drink for you on a date isn't the, like, craziest of things.
Yeah. Go on a second date. See what happens then.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored, people. Woo-wee! Love this sponsor. Noom, noom, noom. That's right. Getting in shape isn't about losing weight. It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself, whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life, finally getting into those goal genes, being more in tune with your body's needs, or practicing more self-care. What if you could use one program for all your health and weight loss needs? No more hunting for training apps, workouts, or calorie trackers and meal plans. Plus, add a goal specialist and a community of members to keep you motivated and accountable, and it's like a workout bestie all in one place. That is Noom. So listen, I love Noom because it's the annoying little pinch at your side. Being healthy is a daily struggle. You got to check in with yourself. You got to look in the mirror. The day you forget to pack your snack is the day you run to Taco Bell and say, give me the cheesy gordita crunch. Noom is there to make you not forget. You wake up, it says, have you weighed in? It's like Noom is the annoying Jewish aunt you never wanted. Have you weighed in? Come on. Did you know that craisins aren't as good as grapes? Not a lot of water in craisins. Like, it just checks in with you constantly to say, what are you doing? Gotta stay healthy on the days that you might not want to be healthy. Listen.
Gives you a little push.
A little nudge, a little push. And what I love about the app is, like, especially for me, where I'm on the road and I'm traveling a lot, you want to wake up and go have the Eggs Benedict and get a big fucking breakfast and then go pass out in a hotel. Noom is that little reminder to go, have the protein shake for breakfast. Pack the RX bars.
Oh, love an RX.
Love an RX. I had one today. I'm going to have another in a little bit. So I'm saying, like, with Noom, it's really about creating a lifestyle, and they're not going to sit there and go, you know, Noom doesn't sit there and go, cheeseburger. No. Noom says, put the cheeseburger in a Noom. Then you, now it's, let's have a look at what it looks like in your whole week. So I love what Noom's doing because it's all about your, the different things you do in a day. It's all about creating a new habit. And that takes a long time. This ain't a quick fix. So you don't have to change it all one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. Noom.com/JTrain. You really have nothing to lose. So they're not saying buy this or do this. They're saying start a trial. And for me, if I'm listening, go take a dance around the app.
Just check it out.
Take a dance. Visit Noom.com/JTrain to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/JTrain, the last weight loss program you'll need. We're here with Allie Kohlberg. Let's do some more emails. You ready?
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Hottie on the train. Papa JT, Feather Feather, I keep seeing this hot guy on the train in the morning. Whether on the same car or exiting the train, I see him at least once a week. I keep catching him looking at me and vice versa. We usually both wear earbuds, which I have been trying to avoid for this reason. What's a good way to strike up a conversation, or what is the best move without coming off creepy in case he doesn't want to be bothered or has a girlfriend?
The first thing I would do is, if you want to, don't wait for him to approach you just because he's not going to.
Yeah, it's this is one of those, like, I like that it's a woman writing in being like, I don't want to come off as creepy. Or what if he has a girlfriend? He'll deal.
He'll figure that out.
He'll figure that out. The difference between him approaching you and you approaching him are the ability to choke you and kill you. So yeah. When a guy gets approached in public, he looks at you and goes, well, I have a girlfriend. Thank you.
Totally. Like,
and move on. But I appreciate it. And then he goes home to his girlfriend and he goes, guess what happened today?
Right.
Big swinging dick motherfucker here.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty fucking cool, you know?
Yeah.
He's happy with himself. He's fucking, he feels like a dude. It's like he just paid for drinks with the date. He feels like a man. The other way around, and the reason that he wouldn't approach you is the male ego is a big balloon that doesn't want to be popped, and you hold the fucking pin. So he's going to avoid that. Like, I know it hurts to get turned down, but like, I just feel like there's more in the way of a guy, even though women would want this a lot of times, like a guy going, hey, you know, but it's just like,
every time I've approached a man, it's yeah. worked out.
It has.
Meaning like, yeah. I never have approached a guy and him be like, you know, go away. I'm not, don't talk to me.
Shoo, scat.
That doesn't yeah. happen. Go up to him. And yeah. I would say an easy in would be complimenting a shirt or being like, I don't know. There's got to be a moment when you're on the train. You could be stand near him and be like, I feel like I see you a lot.
I think that's the way. Hey, I see you here every day.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Hello.
Hello. There it is. Yeah, it seems like we're on the same schedule.
Yeah.
That just call. I always live by the motto, call out the awkward and then make your introduction.
I mean, barring the fact that this girl's not like a reptile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and he's smoking hot.
Sure. I mean, but even so, like, say what's up. Like, I would, like, even just, like, it's, we're making it more into it has to be in general. Not yeah. the royal we. So, like, just to say, like, hey, I see you here all the time. Where are you going? Or just, like, even a wave.
Yeah.
Hey.
You don't need a number the first
no.
time.
No.
Just say hi. Just get a name.
Name.
Hello.
Hello. Just a quick hello.
Yeah.
And it's like, and call the, I think calling out the awkward is such a good move where it's like, I know this is weird. I see you every week. I feel like we're on the same schedule.
I feel like I'm following you.
And here's the thing. The problem with approaching someone is you can't play catch alone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do this, when you say, like, if you came out to me,
mm-hmm.
I'm the guy, you're the girl.
Yeah.
Let's do some J Train Theater. Okay. Let's do some J Train Theater. Okay. Let's do some theater. We're on the train. We both have headphones in. Let's do the worst case scenario. Okay? Worst case scenario. You approach me on the train. Go.
Hey. Hey. Sorry. I feel like I see you all the time.
Wait, what? Hold on. Sorry, what's that?
I just feel like I see you all the time on the train.
Huh?
Never mind.
What? Did you say something?
No, I just feel like I see you all the time on this train.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never take this train.
Never mind.
No? But you said maybe they look like me.
I thought I saw you on this train a bunch.
You're like, are you looking at me?
I thought
I take Ubers a lot. I don't know what you're talking about. All right.
Sorry.
Well, no problem. NC. Okay? That's as bad as it could ever get.
That's like, and that felt awkward.
It felt awkward, but
for me, that felt really bad.
But listen.
But
it's
that's
over.
That's it. It's done.
But no one got killed. No one got hurt. Move the fuck on.
Totally.
You're in a different car every day now. All right. Let's do the best one. Let's do bad scenario. We'll go. Let's do again. This is bad, but in another way.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Go.
Hey, I feel like I see you all the time on this train.
What's that? Sorry, I have my headphone on.
I feel like I see you all the time on this train.
You know what? I've been thinking about... It's crazy. I see you all the time, too. There's a hotel that's the next stop. We should go right now.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just... No,
but you said... I feel like we got the same vibe. Like, there's...
I just wanted to say hi. I didn't...
No, but every time I actually found you on Instagram. It's so weird that you bring this up. I've been waiting for you to say something to me. And every time I see you, my balls swell up. And I was thinking, And I've actually already got the hotel room. I make sure, like, I have hotels tonight on my phone. And there's a hotel hourly, and we can go to it, and we can just get this out of our system. And I have a girlfriend, but she's cool. Because I've, like, been the person that's, you know, I've taught her everything sexually. So she's cool. We don't. So, let this. You want to come with me?
I'm so sorry. This is my stop.
What?
This is my stop.
I'll walk out with you. And see, that's bad. That could happen.
That's kind of dangerous.
Dangerous. So, you know, make sure you're on a crowded subway.
Yeah, but yeah, even that.
But okay, even that though. Okay. Now let's do best case scenario.
Hey. I feel like I see you all the time on this train.
You know what's so weird? I see you. We're on the same train every time. Where are you headed? Where do you work?
I'm going to work downtown.
What do you do?
I'm working accounting.
Oh, that's so weird. I clean the shoes downstairs at an accounting firm. I'm the shoe guy.
Oh my God. That's where I also see you there.
Yeah. I'm actually, that's so cool. It's so weird. You see the same people every day, but you never say anything because like earphones and.
What's your name?
I'm Jared. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Allie.
Oh, that's so cool. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Do you live uptown?
Yeah, I live right around here.
Oh, that's cool. Well, we should get a drink sometime.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it.
End scene. See there.
The kiss has happened.
That's right. That's it. So the end scene. Thank you, Feather Studios, for they were really into that. Yeah. But see the difference between all of those conversations. The best one is when you can't account for someone catching the ball you're throwing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the scary part, but that's also the part that you have to be okay with happening.
Right.
You know? And it's like, my girlfriend and I, we were talking about this the other day, just about her getting approached, and she went on a date with a guy who approached her on the street. And I was talking, and she was like, have you ever done that? I was like, and I told her there was one time I saw a girl on the train that I was like, thought was so hot that I like got off at the stop she got off at.
Oh, really?
And I was like, and I didn't say anything.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm the fucking weirdo. So it's like, you know, we all have
what
these thoughts.
What were you going to say? Did you have a line?
I didn't have any line. She was just like walking in a direction that wasn't mine. And I was like, the moment had passed.
Fuck.
Right?
Yeah, it's okay though.
I know. Now I got to be with the old wench. She's going to hate that. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some more emails at Allie Colbert. Go follow. Go support. First date after a breakup was a Tinder nightmare. Please read. It's pretty long. Want to get into it?
If you're up for it.
Let's do. Oh, they sent it to the other one. Let me do it. Let's do this one. Yeah, let's do it. Hey, I love, I'm 26 year old and I just got out of a 5-year relationship with a man I thought I'd end up marrying. The breakup was extremely painful and complicated, and a lot of the reasons for the breakup were due to mistakes I made him too, but I still feel pretty shitty about it. I've been trying to get back in the game and honestly just find something casual and fun. I met this guy, you might as well call him Chad, on Tinder. He was hot and cool and also wanted something not serious. We met up for a date this week, and it wasn't a match. It was also honestly one of the worst dates I'd ever been on. He was erratic and hyper, told me about his friend from high school who murdered his father. Oh, my God. Went off on a Clinton conspiracy theory.
Some people would love that, though.
Yeah, some people love a good murder. It's fair. Murders are in.
Yeah.
Talked about how rich his family was. Talked incessantly about himself and didn't ask questions about me. At one point, his parents even surprised us at the bar because he knew he was there on a date. And they sat down with us for a full 10 minutes.
Wow.
Ooh. Get him out of here. Yeah, get out of here. Awful. Get out of here.
He was mortified, made a huge deal about how embarrassing it was while I tried to simply be polite and introduce myself. Still wicked fucking weird on a first date. He was aggressive and touchy, kept kissing my hands and trying to touch my legs under the table. Ugh. He kept telling me I was a babe, and if I wanted a real man, here he is. He even at one point told me about his body dysmorphia issues, but he kept pronouncing it dysphomia. That's fun. Yeah, the crowd here doesn't like him. I knew by the end I wasn't interested, so I insisted on paying for half the meal, the bill, and did. As we walked out, he walked to my car down the street, despite telling me he didn't have to. He kept wrapping his arms around me from behind and jerking me violently into his body. Oh, this is getting a little weird. It was extremely uncomfortable and a little scary. Yeah, I'd be scared too. We live in a small town, and my friend happened to be parked next to my car. Chad not only refused to introduce to my friend, he came at me and my friend drove away and said it was really suspicious that your friend just happens to be parked next to you. I thanked him for being a nice evening, weirdest fucking date of my entire life, and left. He immediately started texting me screenshots below and became super aggressive when I rejected him. I know this person obviously has issues. Any guy who dresses himself or other men as alpha betas is, in my head, a mass shooter risk. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole alpha beta. Yeah, yeah.
Ouch, yeah.
But the whole thing still really bummed me out and bothered me. My self-esteem hasn't been the greatest, and having someone tell me after my first date, you're literally nothing special, see screenshots, stings. I know I shouldn't care, but I'm in my head about this whole thing. I'm scared of going back on the dating apps for fear of the situation happening again, and honestly concerned for my safety in general. Chad was trying to get me to come to his apartment for drinks, and I insisted on the bar. Thank God. Yeah, I think not too. Is it my fault for how I rejected him? Is Tinder the wrong app for meeting normal, not creepy dudes? How do I navigate the world of dating apps after getting out of a long-term relationship and avoid these types of people in scary situations? Is this the type of behavior of normal? Any perspective would be appreciated.
Wow.
So do you have any thoughts after that email?
So in order to be productive, first of all, he sounds clinically insane. Don't let him hurt your self-esteem.
We hope this isn't the norm, and I would say it isn't.
If this is not the norm, I think the one thing I would take from that to move forward is that if a guy on the first date suggests his apartment, it's not good.
It's not the right situation. I totally agree with that. There's no, if he won't even leave his home, what makes you think he will make the effort to fucking do anything?
That's the only thing you can also preempt. That's the only red flag I would have seen before. I mean, I didn't see his pictures or his profile, but when a guy suggests that.
We also didn't see the conversation or how they even got to the date, but if she did say he suggested his apartment, it's like, that is ill intentions.
That's not good.
That's someone who doesn't even think he has the ability. That's someone who doesn't think who wants to take away decisions from you.
Yeah, and it's a level of entitlement. You come to me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'd also say to her, recently out of a relationship, 5 years, guy you thought you were going to marry, if don't make your goal the date. Don't make your goal the relationship. Make your goal the right person. Because when you make your goal the date, then you're like, well, I won't come to your home, but I'll meet you out because I just have to get out there. When the minute you do that, you're fucking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're just absolving yourself of being interested in the person. Well, this person's interested, so I'll go out because I just have to go on a date.
Yeah.
It's not, that's where that numbers game thing can kind of hurt you.
Yeah. And separately, I understand that, like, as a woman, sometimes we feel like we have to placate this type of guy. Mm. Block his number and don't engage in conversation. He physically was jerking you around. This is a first date. Block him.
Yeah. Here, we'll read the text. You want to read the text?
Yeah.
You want to be her and I'll be him?
Yeah, well, she's blue.
She's blue.
Okay.
Do you think you'll want to see me again? Promise if you're not feeling it, you'll never see me again.
Lol, that's a heavy question after a first date.
Not really. You explained to me from the get-go that this is totally not about a relationship and or marriage. Whatever, I simply asked if you wanted to see me again.
Hey, sorry, I'm literally at Ollie's in Breck with my friend Ashley, not staring at my phone. But yeah, I think maybe not the best match, but I did enjoy hanging out with you.
Enjoy your progressive betas. Peace.
Haha, word.
You're cute, but literally nothing special. I could care less if I ever see you again. Peace emoji.
Yeah, you seem super cool and not douchey at all, eye roll.
Cool.
The fact that you feel the need to insult me speaks volumes. Take a Xanax.
Nah, then you would be more into me.
Doubtful.
Do you? Betas. Oh, this guy's fucking okay. out of his
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, he's an incel, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's something really off about it. This is bad. The one thing...
This is bad.
The one thing that I'll say to her is... The thing that she wrote, that he wrote, that kind of... I wouldn't go on apps. There's some more advice.
I think I'm thinking the same thing.
Saying I'm looking for casual.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You don't know what you're looking for. You're looking to meet nice people.
Yeah.
And go from there. So when you put this like box around, guys hear a girl's looking for casual and it is blood in the fucking water for some guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was a shark.
Right.
He saw... Oh, looking for casual? So why aren't we fucking? And it's like, no, like, I'm not saying this is the normal thing.
Yeah.
But a crazy person does go that direction.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, you said you're not looking for anything serious. So we're going to go out again and we're going to fuck. And you're like, no, that's not what I meant at all.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, I say this a lot about like when someone's like, I want to be casual. And it's like, no, there's a language discrepancy here. The word casual explains nothing. You want to be taken on dates and be treated like a person and have that person care enough to, you know, maybe you, to get to build trust enough to get to, hey, maybe we're friends with benefits.
Totally.
And that takes time. When you say to someone who doesn't want to make an effort or make time, oh, yeah, I'm looking for casual, they go, it's like the alarm goes off, like, woo. You know, like, yeah. Alert all dicks. Get the cum ready. Like, that's what he... We got a live one. And it's like... And I know she's upset and depressed and not sure about dating again. And I'm sorry about that. But that's... This isn't... I think you can be a better buyer.
1,000%. You can't engage men like this. You don't continue having these conversations.
Don't get off of Tinder too.
Yeah, Tinder.
Ugh, it's trashy now.
It doesn't seem like I'm not going to blame. I don't want to place blame, but what happens with these apps is they start out as just the app, and then they get a reputation. So the reputation from women, a lot of times they want to like box up what the apps are.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll go, well, Tinder's the hookup app and this is and Hinge is the relationship app. And this is the, and it's like, no. There's animals everywhere,
mm-hmm.
You know, like just choose. But also you have to be a responsible buyer. And I don't mean to blame you. I'm just saying, how can we get better? I can only help you drive your ship. I can't, you know, drive the other ships in the sea. You hope they act the right way, but what you said, like with before, the apartment thing, and then the casual thing. These are things we can take out of our repertoire. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Allie Colbert at Allie Colbert on Instagram. We're sponsor people. I love the sponsor. Helpful, very helpful. Honey, you ever buy something online only to find out later you missed the discount? That is not a good feeling. I don't overspend anymore thanks to Honey. Honey is a free browser add-on that finds me the best deals online. So if you go online and you shop for something,
mm-hmm.
Honey does it without, once you've downloaded it, it just goes beep, boop, bop, boop, boop.
This is the best extension I have.
It's great, right?
It's amazing.
It's like if you don't have it,
it's just like how you have an ad blocker type of thing.
You have to have it.
This is the same. It plugs right in, fixes everything.
Shelby is exactly right. It's like an ad blocker that finds you money.
That finds the best ads.
The best ads.
But they're not ads.
And what, you know, so I bought stuff on Honey and you, like, listen, you can, I save like $30 on shirts from a t-shirt company that I buy from. It's crazy. And it's like, they basically fish around and find you the promo codes that will find you the best deal.
Yeah.
So it's a fantastic add-on. It has saved its 10 million members an average of $28.61. $30, I told you. That's like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, my grandmother, I remember when she would go, she was a big coupon clipper. And to her, she was like, how could anyone not do that? And it's like, yeah, Nana, people have fucking jobs and, you know, have to do shit.
Right.
Not everyone has the time to scissor through the thing. This is, if my grandmother was still alive and kicking, she would look at this and go, anyone who doesn't have honey.
Damn straight.
She would look them in the eye and go, you're a stupid fucking idiot. She would say those exact words. So, you know, there's no clipping. It just pops up. So look, there's really no reason not to use honey. It's free and easy to install on your computer in just two clicks. So shop with confidence. Get honey for free at joinhoney.com/JTrain. That's joinhoney.com/JTrain. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money when you're shopping online. Here with Allie Colbert. We got time for a couple more, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Do we have one more. Then do we have some news?
We do.
Let's do one more than the news. I was seeing, she put this in quotes, seeing this finance guy for a year and a half. Our relationship consisted of seeing each other once every 2 weeks, mostly late nights as he works a high stressful long hours job in investment banking. We met via Hinge 2 days after he moved to New York City. He started his new job a day later. When we first met, he had a great thing going until things eventually became to be on his terms. He always said he was too stressed at work to ever take things further and always used work as the excuse for everything. About 2 months ago, I finally got fed up and aggressively texted him that I was over the bullshit and told him to delete my number and nudes and that I was going to delete his. Not the best way to go about the situation, but I finally realized I was wasting my time on a guy who would never prioritize me and probably just wanted to easy BJs. Here's the problem. I can't get over this guy. I'm still hung up on him. Even though I know he was a D-bag, I've dated other people, still think about him, and find the urge to text him when I'm drunk at 2 a.m. Am I this way because I can't get over the rejection? How do I get over wanting something I can't have, does not want me back? Need to help stop myself from texting him and looking like an idiot. For reference, I just turned 27. I'm going through a third life crisis, as 27-year-olds do. This guy is 27 as well. Thank you and love you. Insta's private, but attach her photos for a celeb lookalike from Shelby. She's very cute. Shelby has a weird knack for finding a celeb lookalike. Here's two pictures. I have an idea of who she looks like, but I want to hear Shelby first. Very cute. What do you think, Allie?
I think she's cute.
No, I mean about the email. But yeah, we all agree.
What do I think about this? I mean, I have a problem with the whole setup to begin with, but if I put that aside...
She's kind of like a new age Fran Drescher. Like if it was 2019...
I was thinking Elijah Dushku.
Elijah Dushku.
I don't know who that is.
Let's bring up the douche.
The Dushku?
Elijah Dushku.
Oh.
Well, okay. I see it.
A little.
She's
she has a little more sort of dainty features, Elijah Dushku.
Yeah, this is more of a...
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see a lot. She's like Sofia Jugara. She's like Jewish Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of the situation?
Sophie's Choice Vergara.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
In terms of getting over someone who rejects you, the best thing that I could recommend would be to continue seeing people and to remove him from your phone and social.
Yeah, that's...
Get him out of here.
That's number one. Delete, unfollow. We should create a music
You would be
video.
Amazed at how much a person feels like they're dead when you don't follow them on social.
It is crazy. Like, and it's amazing how close I feel to past ex I still follow and how not close I feel to ex I don't follow.
Isn't that mind-blowing?
It is mind-blowing. And it is a... And I know she's like, well, I don't want to look like I care more than I do. You care.
You do care more than you should.
And there it is. And the reason you care more than you should is because you follow. It's a chicken or an egg thing.
Right.
Delete, unfollow. And here's the other thing I'll say to her. The reason you think he's so great is because he only gave you the best parts of him. So the only time you hung out were on his terms He was never on a date with you he didn't want to be on or in person with you at a time that was inconvenient to him. So you never really dealt, you basically dealt with vacation him every time you hung out. You never dealt with annoyed, pissy him.
Right. Once every 2 weeks, he's Superman.
Yeah. And it's like, if you had been with him every day, you'd be like, ah, I don't know if I like this dude.
Yeah, totally.
And so I understand why you're like, I can't get over him. It was so great. We're such a fit. You were a fit when he was at his best.
Yeah.
So, and also this ended because of circumstance of he's busy. It ended because he didn't like you enough to make more time for
He's not feeling it. He's not feeling it. It's not when someone's using work as an excuse. Mm. Work is the excuse because they don't like you enough.
Yeah.
Which sucks. That's the hard truth.
And it's the hard truth. And it's like, you know, the other thing is like when a lot of women will write in with the excuses for the guy. Mm. Well, I know he's so busy and I know he gets stressed. And it's like, how stressed is he? What do you mean? We all get stressed.
Right.
What's he got to worry about? He's got no mortgage, no kids, no ex-wife.
No dysmorphia.
No dysmorphia. He's got it all. So I wouldn't worry about all his problems. The real issue is this isn't the match, and it's time to move on. And get out there and date, hang out with friends. And the other thing is, like, start talking to new guys live and in person.
And you're hot, Jugara. Go out there and love yourself, because
Jugara can do well.
You don't have to wait around for this schmuck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's a babe. Allie Colbert, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. At Allie Colbert on Instagram. Go follow, go support. Shelby, let's do some news.
It's been a few weeks since you got back from England.
That's right.
But the country is still feeling shockwaves from your visit.
I know. It's England really, I turned it upside down.
The Duchess of Cambridge, also known as Kate Middleton.
Katie Middleton.
Recently was seen wearing shorts in public for the first time since 2008.
I love the, you know why I love the royal family? Is because they literally are zoo animals to the Brits. Like they're counting the days since her last time wearing shorts. That's how you treat a panda at the zoo. When's the last time the panda came out of his hut?
Right.
That's Kate Middleton, when's the last time she wore shorts? It's been 3,000 days since the time. And so what is the occasion for the shorts?
She went on a boat ride.
Okay.
The husband wore the shorts.
This is what happens when J-Train goes to Europe. We change everything. The style, the flair. That's right.
Just that thought everyone might need to know that.
Yeah, Allie, any thoughts on that?
I actually didn't know I was going to be staying on for the news portion.
You're in.
So I tapped out for a second.
Oh, sorry.
But she's in shorts. Yeah, who gives a fuck? Yeah. I don't know.
It's very British.
It is very British.
Like, oh, my word.
Look at her in the Sophie shorts.
Yeah. Let's do another one.
Last weekend, anybody have a birthday here recently?
No, I'm out of my birthday season. Allie?
No, not for me.
No? Okay.
Well, Uber, when people have an Uber-versary, like the anniversary of them joining the company.
Okay, so this isn't having Uber, this is being at the company.
Yeah, they get a bunch of helium balloons sent to their desk.
Okay.
The company has announced they are not doing that because it's costing them $200,000 per year.
In unseen costs. This is like...
That people don't want, probably.
Yeah, they probably get the balloons. They go, yeah, this is cool. And then pop them and it's over.
Yeah, I mean...
$200,000 a year?
That's insane.
That money should be put towards some sort of like... research into making these things more fucking safe.
Said it's
not
only a great way to find dollars we can invest back into the business, it's also more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, thanks. I love when they put the spin of like, and we're heroes.
Yeah, we're doing it for the environment. Yeah. No, they're just trying to save some cash.
Yeah, some person came in. They were like, they probably brought a consultant and an accountant. $200,000. Some Jew. They were just like, and what's this $200,000 for? What's $200,000 going to Potty City?
To Party City.
And they're like, well, we have a balloon thing that we do for birthdays.
Not anymore.
Yeah. And then King Jew takes it off the ledger. Yeah, that is one of those things that like you start to, I think of this all the time where I'm like, I know I'm on monthly subscription plans that I've forgotten.
Mm.
Like Apple Music is killing it because there's so many people just with apps that they're not using.
Yeah.
That is 99 cents a month. We don't understand how many people are sending their kids to camp based on the 99 cents a month that you've forgotten about you spending.
And they make it difficult to end those like
subscriptions. Yeah. You have to go through like 5 pages, type in the Apple password.
Yes.
And it's all listed.
That's messed
up. It should be. If we're going to work on like, let the government should be involved in anything. It's one click unsubscribe.
Totally. Oh my God. You get those emails. Are you sure you want to unsubscribe?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Oh,
one click. We have to start really changing the world. Let's do another one.
Disgusting. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Oh.
Well, Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. Allie Colbert, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Fantastic. At Allie Colbert. Go follow her on Instagram right now. I'm Jared Free. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Sacramento, if you're in the area, bring the group chat, bring the friends. I'll make sure to bring the Haas. Also, Chicago, Labor Day weekend, I'm coming. Also, You Up Live in the Southeast, Miami, Orlando, Nashville, and Atlanta. Get those tickets, jaredfried.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.